You are listening to the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you for joining us. It is our thrill to get it on today with you. Today's a very, very special show because we're going to be talking about the nostalgia and the timeless sound of the 1980s. But, of course, we can't do this alone. With me is a man who has given a new meaning to the word rock and roll. He's a man who's been seen back in the 80s laying down more pipe for construction companies than anyone today. With us, he is called the legendary Chang.
Hola, hola to all the homies. It is Changtastic. I know for you, for me to be here.
We want to thank you guys for joining us. Chang, how the heck are you, man? I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Your dreams?
Well.
Less.
I mean, we've talked, but I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
I've been up, down, all around.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s. We're going to be right back to talk about the legendary 80s music and how it is still relevant today. Don't go away. Why don't we play change it up and play some dance music and, you know.
Oh, how about this? We play female singers.
For this break? Sure. That's fine.
Throughout the fucking show, bro.
Oh, look at you. You want to do female singers? That's fine. Let's do it.
Wait a minute. Let's do
all the things you want to do.
All of a sudden, you want to tell Italian Archie Bunker?
Sure.
Please, hear me out. All
right, hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original Exposé, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
You just heard here on Back to the 80s Radio Exposé. And of course, Cover Girls. Oh, show me. You really need me. Oh my goodness, Chang. You got to admit, they just don't even make dance music the way they used to. Now, I know you're infatuated with all the dance ladies, but you have got to admit that this stuff was cool back then, and it is even relevant for now.
You know what, my brother? We've interviewed a member of Exposé.
Yes, we did.
Heavy in that era, but it was all over. It had its own vibe. It brought people together, no matter sexuality, what color. It was acceptable. People could dress however the fuck they wanted.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Please. Excuse my French. You know what I hate? When I get carried away and I fucking cut.
Okay.
Anyway.
There you go.
Like I was saying.
Yeah.
Although I was not a heavy listener in a mini truck club or a Volkswagen bug club, I cruised the boulevards, my brother, and heard this louder than the metal in my boombox.
Right.
In my Maverick. But yeah, I have to say, yeah, it was a great time. All music was that music. Yeah, people that dug it, it was great. Hell yeah, love it. It's iconic.
Thus saith the Chang. If you just joined us, we are going to be discussing the relevancy of 80s music and today and how it is not only what it did in the past, but what it continues to do for the world of music. 80s music, Chang, just defies the passage of time. There was so much back then. We may have thought, oh, it's a little bit weird or it's a little bit futuristic. And I remember songs like from the Buggles, right, that we thought they were maybe a little bit wacky. And they still resonate today. I mean, how many bands of the 80s can you think of that they still rock out today? You were a heavy meddler. You still are. How many of those songs can you still listen to today and go, my goodness, this is better than anything out there?
Oh, I think every time I pop something in my phone, my headphones, or wherever I'm at, I'll pick something that is relevant to the day that I'm at, what vibe I'm on. And it always sounds better than, I'd say, 60% of what I hear nowadays. Now, please hear me out. I listen to a lot of newer rock and newer blues, a lot of newer music, but I don't go hip hop because to me, those cats aren't real. They're not like old school, real hip hop stuff. These guys are like a bunch of pansy asses and they sound all the same.
The 80s was a defining era in music history. Some even say that it was the last decade for new music. You know what I mean? For life-altering music that was just never there in the past. Unlike today, we have new music. I mean, we got new music every day that comes out from both the popular, you know, performers, and we've got new music that comes from YouTubers, new music that comes from people just living at home and recording at home. But is it really that life-changing music that we've never had in the past and it's making its debut for the very first time? No. It's just, it's new for today, but it's really nothing new under the sun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But let me ask you this. Would you agree if I said music to this point in time has been influenced a lot by the 80s? Because if you think about it, that's oldies to like your kids. I mean, even my kids, you know, they grew up on 80s music with me and their mom.
Wait a second. So if it's oldies, what do you call our oldies to them?
I would call it the 50s, 60s, 70s.
So they're not oldies.
You know, to the newer generation, the crap I listen to, it's ancient. They can't grab the concept. Hell, man, a lot of these kids nowadays, they don't even know who New Edition is. You know, they don't know who New Kids on the Block are. Maybe they do from their aunts and their uncles, you know, but like their parents were like into the 90s, Tupac, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam.
Here's what gets me. So, you know that famous phrase that a lot of people like to snap at us who are Gen Xers, and it's when they say, "Oh, well, you're telling us what you told your parents." And it's got some truth, but in a big way, no. Because the way I see it, this newer generation, the brand new Gen Zers, all right? The ones that are just beginning, we're talking little kids in high school and even in junior high. To them, old music is 6 months ago. While I understand what they mean, I don't get why their parents, that's the millennials, and even their parents, which are us, the Gen Xers, what the hell happened there that we never taught these people, these kids, about music? Why do we just let them go, you know what, just stick to whatever you hear and whatever is out right now? What, they never played their music at home? What the hell's wrong?
You know what? You could blame it on so many different things. Single parents is more of the norm. You know, the term latchkey kids is right there in the scenario. Kids hooked on technology, phones, devices,
yeah,
games. No time to listen to music. Radio pretty much is past tense. You're pretty much lucky if you have a badass system in your pad growing up nowadays and your parents are somewhat cultured by music, whether it's vinyl, CD, even a cassette, even if they crank on terrestrial radio, which, if we're talking about that, sucks ass. They give you what's pretty polished. Pampered.
And it's all the same. It's all the same. So, it's like there's only one genre. We talked about it in the beginning of the show. It's like we only have one genre now, and it's rap, and it's not even, you know, it's some aberration, some weird manifestation from another realm that just doesn't sound like anything that I could have ever imagined that rap was going to even turn into. Even rappers, millennial rappers are going, what the hell is going on with the music? Yeah. It's anyway, so that's a different subject, but several key factors contribute to 80s music being relevant today. And I want us to touch on some of those factors. What do you think are some of the factors that keep 80s music fresh in spite of it being, what, 40 years old, 30 years old?
I think some of the factors are commercials. TV shows that are on, bringing back the 80s. A lot of commercials are showing you new stuff to buy with 80s music. Queen's big on that. A lot of artists are cashing in on getting their music played to the more pop, younger audience, brings in the bucks. Not only that, but subconsciously maybe turning the kids on to a different vibe. You go to a concert, any type of concert, the speakers cranking are something of the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people in their home, they don't even have loud stereo systems anymore. It's like they only know about their earbuds, and they only know about their little robot devices at home, like Alexa and Google and stuff like that. Aside from that, they don't know what it is to have this. I used to have a Fisher stereo system with the big 15-inch woofers. That thing cranked. They don't know about that stuff anymore.
No, dude, they don't know about the Pioneer systems. You know, you shook the whole pad back then. It's crazy because, like, we saw sound come out of cars where, like, it shakes your whole car. You could hear every problem in somebody's car when they're cranking their stuff and it's got way too much bass. You can't do that in your earbuds. I just think kids lost touch.
Completely.
Some kids connect. You know, if you're lucky, like my grandkids, when they were in my ride, you know what they're listening to.
Yeah.
But I didn't crank on the metal. I played a lot of different stuff. I'll never forget, last summer I was rolling down the street with my grandkids up here and my 8-year-old nephew, Ryan. He's a pretty trippy little cat. He's like mini me, but a little kid. And I was cranking on old rap, and they were tripping on that. You know what, dude? Both of them, my grandson and my granddaughter, downloaded that stuff.
Right.
So I think when kids can groove with something and they see that you're grooving with it, they'll give it a chance. Because you kind of meet right there at the fine line. But you have to kind of give your kids and your grandkids that touch, that feel. Like your kid, he's, what, 17?
18, yeah.
18. Dude, what he jams. He's a master. He's incredible. And he plays music that I know you really didn't favor when you were his age.
Right, but I do now. You know what I mean?
And you've turned it on to him. He's got an incredible insight. Picked it up like magic.
And that's because
I still need more music of his on my own segments.
Yeah, and that's because as a parent, I decided to introduce that music to them. I never told them don't listen to new music. Mm-hmm. They know what new music's like, but I introduced them to 80s music, 70s music, 60s music, 50s music, and they prefer that. And they themselves tell me, as we're going to continue talking about here, the influence of 80s music and how it's still relevant today. What are some of those factors? Is the genre diversity that we had back then. Look, we had so much diversity in genres of music, from pop to rock, new wave, hip hop, synth pop, metal, glam, hair, indie, etc., R&B, rap. We had so much diversity. It appealed to an incredible spectrum of listeners. And yes, we had all the radio stations. It was like 31 flavors. Remember that? We had so many radio stations. Just like genre diversity, radio was another factor. Unfortunately, radio is dead as it once was. So radio mm-hmm. stopped being that key factor to contribute to the continued popularity of 80s music today, because it just doesn't. Now you go and you have to literally look for one station that plays 80s music.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the death of terrestrial radio is pretty much 90% to blame. Why music of the past is not played, why music that is preferred that is not played, music that is going to open people's minds, make them feel good, unify, get through their day positive. Take everybody in a different realm. When somebody thinks nothing but positive, you're in a great mood, you're motivated to go kick ass.
Right.
That's why I've always thought morning radio, growing up, always motivated me. You know, I listened to KMET, KLOS as a teenager to go to high school. Boom, kick ass. The whole day was going to be a cakewalk. As I got out of school and I had to go to work every morning on the way to work, boom, Mark and Brian, KLOS. You know, it kept me motivated, kept me going. And into my father years, even into now that I'm not in Southern California, I look to the radio stations here in Central California to give me a kick in the ass. Heck, I have an app on my phone. I can listen to the type of music or the type of radio show I prefer anywhere around the United States. And to me, that is awesome. It gives us the ability to reach out and unify somewhere, even if we're not right next to each other.
Exactly.
It's the beauty of radio. We've lost that.
You know, some of the radio stations that were the reason for the continuance of 80s music are still around today. Some of them are not. Mm-hmm. But stations like Z100 in New York, Kiss FM in Los Angeles, Power 106, the different Power 106s and Kiss FMs around the country, K-Earth 101, K-Day here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I mean? BBC Radio 1 in London, in England. Wherever you are around the world, you had stations that will promulgate the 80s music, and even up to today, some of those still do. Unfortunately, here in the United States, none of the ones I mentioned to you play 80s music. So radio, I discount as being one that still shares 80s music to keep it alive. However, just like you said regarding commercials, I'm going to tell you that I believe that another factor was the ginormous roster of legendary artists that we had in the 80s. That was one of the biggest reasons why it was so ahead of its time and so relevant today, because the majority of those artists, or I should say a good portion of those artists from back then, they're still around. They're still touring. A lot of them, right. And I'm talking about the ones who can still sing, okay? I'm not talking about the ones who can't or they're just not willing to give up. I'm still saying there's a lot of artists from the 80s, from the 70s, that are still, they're part of the reason why 80s music hasn't died yet.
Berlin is out there touring right now. You know what? As a matter of fact, let's take a break right here. You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. And here is something from Berlin. See you soon.
Like a creature of the night.
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio. It's an all-chick vibration for all of your sensation. That was the Motels with a Mission of Mercy and something from Berlin, baby, take that train. Oh, man, I remember checking out Berlin at my grad night. What a bunk night that was. The chick I took, I didn't get down with. she liked my buddy, my best buddy back then.
Ooh,
went to Cantwell.
That's gotta hurt.
Cantwell, Catholic, all boys school.
Oof.
She didn't dig the Chang Station.
Wow.
She couldn't get on groove with the Chang Station back there.
The Chang Station.
Berlin played. They were badass.
You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio. Thanks for joining us. We are talking about the relevancy of 80s music and how it still appeals to listeners today. All you have to do to make somebody else like it is just introduce them to 80s music. Play it at home. Play it in the car. Play it wherever you can. But introduce to them the legendary artists of the 80s. So we were talking about some of the factors that contributed to the continued popularity of 80s music. And let's mention some more. How about chart-topping hits? The amount of hits every single month in the 1980s was just unreal. Any month from the 80s that you looked at, any year, and there was just hit after hit after hit after hit. We just don't have that now.
Yeah, we don't. But you know what? We could blame a radio for that. You know what, dude? Everything is pre-recorded, man. Everything is already pre-programmed. It's already like radio feeds off what kids download. They go by that vibe, you know, what YouTube numbers look like. You know, they play the crap that it's going to sound, make you sound cool in the morning when you take your kids to school, make you feel fresh and poppy, you know, when you're on your way to work. It's polished. It's crap. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on, brother.
Yeah. And you're right.
We need old school radio.
That's right. We need the entertainers to introduce those songs to us. We need them choosing also some of their favorite songs, because a lot of what they chose was the influence. You know, there were some DJs, some jocks weren't allowed to play something. They risked their job. A lot of these said, you know what? I'm going to play it. Some even got fired for playing the music. And guess what? Today, now we have that music because that jock took the chance. He risked it all. And he played some of those bands' music that would have never been heard otherwise if it was just left up to a program director or a guy in a suit.
Oh, hell no, bro. That's why we don't see such personalities on the radio. You know, whoever listens to us, I thank you from the bottom of my black soul. And my wife thanks you, so she doesn't have to listen to me carry on because I... no longer can do stand-up, for I'm in the forest looking for Sasquatch and I have to remain silent.
Another one of those factors that continues to highlight 80s music today is the influence on modern music.
Right.
So 80s music influenced greatly. What part of modern music? Well, the use of synth and electronic sounds, sampling, yeah, remixes, mm-hmm, the evolution of pop, indie, alternative rock, grunge, and alternative revivalist movements. The resurgence of 80s sounds in new artists is incredible. TV shows, cartoons, anime have brought back a lot of 80s pop culture and nostalgia.
Heck yeah. The Asian communities have kicked ass with remembering the 80s and cashing in on the nostalgia. I mean, heck, some of their bands are reminiscent of the 80s. You know, every time an American band or a British band went over there, whether it be the 80s, the 90s, they ate it up. They made it their own. They gave it a popularity of its own kind. So, of course, anime is... I mean, a lot of the anime looks like somebody from the 80s.
Right. So, exactly. Exactly.
Car commercials nowadays, bro. You cannot buy a car without hearing something that's in the rock mode of the 80s. Judas Priest, Queen, Bruce Springsteen. I mean, it's out there. So people are grabbing it by the horns.
Now, another thing that contributes to the continuance or the influence of 80s music today is the revival of physical formats. When right. would we ever think that in this day and age of everything that streams, everything that gets downloaded, uploaded, and everything's done through a phone or a computer, when would we think that there was going to be a resurgence in interest of vinyl records, audiophiles, collectors seeking vintage 80s releases? Why? Because they want to feel it. They want the nostalgic charm. When were we going to think that there was going to be a resurgence in vinyl and cassette tapes? And
you know what? I think maybe some of the television shows. I think sometimes you know how you can download music and you can get certain bands and artists that will go ahead and allow a vinyl track that you listen to. So I think maybe that those two things might have something to do with it. Maybe some people still holding on to their systems, polishing them up, passing them along. Maybe kids, you know, the kids that grew up with that in their home are getting their own.
Exactly.
I mean, you yourself have purchased your own cassette player, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And tape.
And
to
I've
a
got,
high level.
Yeah, and I've got a whole sound system with the subwoofers and the whole nine yards. You know, all you have to do is you go by to a place. You know, we've got several here in Orange County that you go in. They've got a lot of vintage stuff. And go and buy it. It's not expensive. You don't have to buy the top of the line from back then. You could buy something that was medium and great, get great speakers, great amplifier, and get a great look and feel and start knowing this. You know, one of the things that I like to do is I like to record entire albums on cassette. Mm-hmm. And what do I do? So when we're cleaning the house or we're just kicking back, you know, I'll tell my kids, hey, go ahead and look for one of the cassettes. I'll go, let's put in some Toto and we'll listen to side A and B of Toto complete.
Oh, yeah, brother.
And and my boys go, oh, we never heard that song before. That's a great song from Toto, you know. And just like that, we not only do mixtapes, but we record entire albums. And I think that's one of the things that contributes to the possibility of getting kids to like 80s music. They just have to be introduced to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. You have to open their minds. We as elders, parents, grandparents, whatever you want to get called, the youth look at it, it's like, wow, you're as old as like the dust on my headboard or like the booger on the side of my bed. So you have to enlighten them with the music. You know what, Toscano? Let's take another break and enlighten the audience. Take them back down memory lane and maybe the kids out
right
there. Open up your ears. We got some more chick music right here at Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. Something from Pat Benatar. So listen up, children.
Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise.
Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than any place else. Hey, more movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a difference.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang, a little bit of Pat Benatar, and hell for all you little children, you brats. And boy, if you ever cross me, I'm going to pull out of some brass out of my pocket and hit you over the noggin. The Pretenders bringing it hard and heavy to Back to the 80s Radio on an all-chick music vibration to tickle your sensation. Toscano, carry on with the conversation. You pretender, not like, no, hater that you are.
Yes, right. Because we were talking about that I am deep down a hater of some 80s music. I want to say yes. Yeah, well, we are all a little bit. We all are in some stance. But when it comes to some music, it just never grew on me. You know, but it is what it is. It's 80s music, and anything from the 80s is better than today, period.
Okay, you realize a possible terrestrial radio station could be listening.
Yeah.
And just picked up on your keen displeasure with certain types of music.
That's
to
right.
Where I, the Chang, will add my stupidity.
Oh, wow, the Chang. I love all the music. I don't hate any music. I love it all, unless it has nothing to do with metal.
If we were to get that phone call, would you be willing to do country music?
I don't know, man. That's a hard call. Country music, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that, for some oddball reason, when I was 10 years old, I used to love country music. I used to watch the Country Music Awards with Alabama and the Oak Ridge Boys winning all the time in America. Yeah. So, yeah, I used to like it, but somewhere down the line, after I guess I was a teen, I no longer listened to country music. And it changed forever, by the way. And
yes, it
was no longer the same.
No, it isn't. And you know what? I'm sure some of our listeners are going, Toscano and Chang, you're intriguing, but yet you never pay homage to country music.
That's right.
Are you haters?
Yes.
Uneducated?
Yes.
Or do neither one of you drive trucks?
Both.
Been rejected by a woman. Drink heavily. Why don't you play country music? I'm sure that is a question amongst every mountaineer.
Yeah.
Or countryman.
Wow.
Whoever listens to our show.
I like what you said about them and chickens. Yeah, that's nice. Well, I've got 2 out of 10 out of those.
I said plucking chickens. Whatever is on your edit machine is incorrect.
Keep in mind, as you're listening today, that 80s music remains vibrant. It remains relevant today as it was always, and it's cherished. It's more than loved and adored by those who experienced and embraced it. It is sustained as life-changing, life-altering music that will never die. The 1980s, ladies and gentlemen, stands as a defining era in music history, because after that, music was to change forever. Whether good or bad, in your opinion, who knows? In my opinion, it changed for the worst. But I can still tell you that luckily we have all the 80s music at our grasp. And I would say, take this opportunity today to introduce the 80s to a whole new generation.
You can dispense with the pleasantries. You're listening to Toscano and Chang. You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. That was Heart asking the question, what about love? What about love, my brothers and sisters? And before that, the ever so gracious and beautiful one-time sensation, the late, great Whitney Houston, with asking the greatest love of all. Now, Toscano, you know it's been Chick Festival, Girls' Night.
Right. It has.
And I noticed that...
it's been exciting, so it's great.
You're probably a bit upset because I didn't mention the Go-Go's. Right.
Belinda Carlisle, Tiffany,
right,
no, Madonna,
right,
right. Cyndi Lauper.
Right. And I didn't
Joan Jett. Mention.
Well, yeah, Joan Jett, the Runaways, but please, I know it's your favorite band, your favorite female.
Oh,
musician.
Brother. Who are you talking about now?
Oh, come on. She's a brunette. If she was standing in front of
us. Oh, the Bengals. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So, Susanna Hoffs.
Yes. So tonight, before we say goodnight, I think I'm going to let you pick the tunes from your favorite female.
Oh, gee,
artist.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You know what? If we can keep going, maybe the next two sets
of
music,
right.
You can pick.
Okay.
And I'll say nothing. Oh,
this
and The Cure.
This is very kind of you.
The Cure cannot be in the Chick Night.
Oh, okay.
Although he wears lipstick and teased hair.
What about Culture Club? Please. He qualifies.
You know what? Actually, yeah. If you wanted to play some Boy George, I'm down for it. Hell yeah. Do it.
So let me ask you who are listening at home, who are listening at the gym, in the car, or just having a walk, or in your bedroom, or just wherever you are. The 1980s stands for what? What does the 80s music era of the 80s stand for you? Chang, what does it stand for you? What does music from the 1980s mean to you?
You know what? First and foremost, 80s music pretty much is the soundtrack to the motion picture of the life I lived in my memories. If I could write a movie and put all my memories on it as they correspond from then till now, the 80s music would be the soundtrack, like a home movie, watching it at your pad, reel to reel, or when they brought the camcorder out. 80s music would be probably most of my entire life up until now, but yet I still rock the 80s music, if you can dig my vibe. What would the 80s music of the 80s, all that you listened to, Toscano, what did it do for you? What do you think of when you hear it or you talk about it?
I would say, if I could just say one word about 80s music, just like the era of the 80s, it reminds me of freedom. Freedom, being a free spirit, being a free kid growing up, living in a much simpler time with all the hustle and bustle of our modern world where life moves so fast and every day everything leaving behind what was in fashion, what was in fashion yesterday. The 1980s to me was freedom. Freedom of the power of music to connect with, to be inspired, and to heal with. 80s music to me helps me connect not only to my past, but to my present, and helps me get inspired, and it helps me be healed of a lot of crap that my life endured and that it continues to endure at times. Mm-hmm. So that's what the 80s and the music of the 80s means to me.
Everybody out there listening, hit us on our social media and tell us what 80s music does for you in the present state of your life and your mind. Also, if you can, hit us with maybe a band, an artist, a song, an album that you can really resonate with that fortifies your exact feeling, just like we do. And remember, if you dig what we're doing, share the hell out of this.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to take a break. But in the meantime, here's Time After Time from Cyndi Lauper, followed by a little bit of Susanna Hoffs with the Bengals and The Eternal Flame on Back to the 80s Radio. You're listening to the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. We were reflecting on the magic of this unforgettable decade of music, the 1980s, where music isn't just a relic of the past. It's a timeless companion that continues to inspire new generations. Its beats still echo in the music of today. Its spirit lives on in the hearts of artists, and its melodies offer us a refuge from the chaos of our time. So whether you're a child of the 80s or not, a music enthusiast discovering these tunes for the very first time, or simply someone who is seeking solace in the harmonies of another decade, remember that the music of the 1980s is here, always. It's a friend. It's a confidant. It's a source of comfort when you seem uncertain in life. And 80s music, it's a timeless note that continues to resonate, reminding us of the beauty and universality of human emotion. So I want to encourage you, as you've listened to today's show, to keep the spirit of the 80s alive, not just in your playlist, but in your heart. For the world can always use, as Chang always says, a little more of that magic, a little more of that connection, a little more of that love. Chang, I want to thank you personally, my brother, for teaching me so much of what I was missing back in the 80s with rock, with metal, about its lyrics, about the true meaning, the hardships that those musicians went through. And I really want to give you a thumbs up for everything that I've learned from you, brother, about 80s music, because that area of my life I can appreciate today, and it's as new today for me as it was back then.
Oh, dale, bro, I greatly appreciate those words of praise. I really do. But just like you, bro, it's all about the music. It's all about the era. It's like those who survived through the good, the bad, the ugly, and lived to tell about it, I mean, it's just killer cool. You know, all of us are going to bail out of this place one day. And everything that we lived goes with us. And everything we learned, we can keep here with teaching anybody that we come in touch with, whether it be our children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, neighbors, friends, acquaintances. The bottom line is life is like music. It's just going to play on different types of songs for different emotions and different events. And if you're from the 80s, you can gravitate and resonate to a time where diversity was king. No fear was the way it was. Recklessness caused damage and movement. But we agreed on one thing, that was to be us, to be who we wanted, to enjoy what we are going through with whoever is around us, and to always remember to have fun, whether or not the shit is deep or the flowers smell like they're going to die. You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. I bid you all a good night, an adios, arrivederci, a sayonara, an hasta la vista, and to all my homies across this land. Orale.
Take me back to the glory days.